to the Forever Home Rescue Foundation's podcast series. We hope you are having a great summer. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and you'll be glad to know that Lauren is back from camp.
Hello! It is good to be back. This is episode 9 in our series, and AFH has had an exciting few weeks. We will update you on Natalie's surgery, Rosie's return, tips on how to keep your dog safe, and easy ways to donate to AFH. Don't worry, it will all make sense by the end. Let's get to it.
As some of you may know, Rosie, a 9-week-old Rottweiler pup waiting to be adopted, was abducted from our adoption event last Sunday. With a big social media push and the help of our network of volunteers and friends, Rosie was recovered and is safely back with her foster family. Charges are being pursued, and we cannot thank everyone enough for embracing her cause and spreading the word. The outpouring of concern and attention really means everything to us, and in this case was absolutely critical to getting Rosie back. Please go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, to see an adorable picture of Rosie. And remember, she is available for adoption.
Another good news story involves Natalie, a 6-year-old beagle mix who was born with a deformed spine and severe luxating patellas on both legs. As she grew, the problem got worse. She isn't able to use her two back legs. Despite a previous surgery on one leg, our vet believed she may not be using it because of her other leg, a deformed leg, was getting in the way. Natalie had her deformed leg removed in a recent surgery. The plan is to wait and see if physical therapy will allow her to use the leg what we repaired. If that fails, she will need to be in a wheelchair, and there is a possibility that she will lose the other leg. The surgery went well, and Natalie is back with her foster family and is beginning to try to use her leg.
In addition to her ongoing recovery, we are very thankful for the outpouring of support we have received for Natalie. We posted a video describing her situation, put out the word via social media, and with the help of CrowdRise and your generous support, we have surpassed our goal of $3,500 to help meet Natalie's medical expenses. Go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, to check out the video and updates on Natalie's condition. And remember, this sweetheart is also available for adoption. It goes without saying, but our dogs of the month are Rosie and Natalie. We cannot overstate how grateful we are for your dedication to these precious animals and AFH. Thank you for all you have done for them.
Okay, people. While it's not fun to think about and deal with, there are things you can do to protect your dog from being lost and increase the chances your dog can be found if lost. The most important thing is to have updated identification information on the dog's collar, including the dog's license, rabies information, and address, and other contact information. Make sure your yard is equipped to contain your dog, monitoring that gates are closed and that fences are high enough and do not have holes or have been dug under.
And if your dog is lost, take a deep breath and think about its size and its personality and its tendencies. According to PetFinder.com, most dogs are found within 2 miles of their home. So if you have a small dog, it probably isn't going to go more than half a mile away. And if you have a big athletic dog, it could go up. It could go several miles away, but most dogs aren't going to run in a straight line and not stop. If your dog is outgoing and friendly, it is likely going to seek out other people and other dogs. So look at parks and other yards and other places where people congregate. If your dog is more reserved, it may try to hide. So in bushes, under a car, those types of places, somewhere where it will seek shelter.
For example, our dog Cody is a small dog. He is very outgoing, and one day he got out of our yard, and there were two kids playing outside in their yard, and he went right up to them to say hello, and they saw the tags, which had our home phone number on it, and they called us, and we got to pick up our dog. Luckily, in about 20 minutes of realizing that he was not there.
Yeah, so that was scary for us, but because we had ID on Cody, and thankfully, because he's outgoing, he went right to people. So those are important things to keep in mind. And of course, if your dog remains lost, contact authorities, including kennels, rescue groups, pet stores, and put up signs in your neighborhood and well-trafficked areas. We hope it never happens to you, but these are the best things you can do if your dog is lost. Okay, on a happier topic, we have a couple of ways for you to help raise money for AFH, and these are really fun and tasty ways for your dog, in fact. The first is Kona's Canine Cookies. They're Dog Days of Summer benefit for AFH. Now, this is important. Kona's important to know right out of the gate. This is good until August 17th. So you've got 2 days to take advantage of this. Kona's Canine Cookies is a small home-based business. They make vegetarian and gluten-free pet treats. They don't add salt, sugar, flavorings, preservatives, or colorings. There are only two main ingredients, rice, flour, and oatmeal. Each 4-ounce bag has approximately 15 to 17 cookies that are just larger than a quarter. What they are doing very generously, they've been doing this for the month of August through August 17th. For every bag of Kona's Canine Cookies ordered online, they will donate $1 to a forever home. So it's $6 a bag or 3 bags for $15. There is a $5 shipping fee regardless of the number of bags ordered. So order more and make that fee as economical as you can. To learn more, go to https://KONASK9cookies.com/KONASK9cookies@gmail.com. You can find this as well on our website, www.aforeverhome.org. Also, a very, very cool way, another very cool way to raise money for AFH, we are affiliated with Woof Tracks. That is WOOFTRAX, and this is an app for your smartphone that lets you raise money simply by walking your dog. And how could it be that easy? But it is. Go download the app at www.wooftracks.com. Select a Forever Home Rescue Foundation as your charity of choice and start the app every time you walk your dog. And we receive donations because of that. Very simple, a very cool app. So get even better use out of your smartphone. Why not walk your dog regularly and as long as you can and help AFH in the process.
And a reminder to please attend one of our regular Sunday adoption events from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Highway. The upcoming dates are August 17th, 24th, and 31st, and September 7th, and 14th. You can see many of our available dogs and find out about the adoption process or about becoming a foster with a Forever Home.
And as we wrap it up for this month, another reminder that at www.aforeverhome.org you can find all easy links to AFH's social media platforms, including at A Forever Home on Twitter and our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/AFH2002. Thanks again for all your support. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next month.